It's graduation day for 315 Simmons University undergraduate students, among them 78 nursing students. WBUR's Fred Tice talked with two of the nursing students about becoming nurses, about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the final months of their education, and about what's ahead.
Aisha Diallo was in the middle of working with a nurse at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Then, in March, Simmons sent its students home.
That is our one-on-one experience, which is really unfortunate. That's kind of the highlight of your senior year in nursing, and you get to really focus in on a specialty. So that, unfortunately, did get cut short. And I was on a postpartum floor, which I really loved.
Kirsten Clark was in the middle of her one-on-one training in an oncology unit at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital when her college education went online.
It sucked. Like, it's not fun. But getting to spend time with that type of patient population was really interesting and inspiring to me. It's an awful disease, and nurses can really make a difference in their care and their experience.
I think there's a lot of questions up in the air. Where do I apply? Are enough testing centers open? Are hospitals ready to take on new staff? I mean, going through a pandemic, I think it's challenging to train new staff at the same time that they're trying to combat COVID-19. A lot of the things I had hoped to do, like move to New York City with friends and get a job there, are kind of up in the air now. So I may look for jobs at home, maybe come back to Boston. There are open positions, and I think there's opportunities, but it's hard to know what is the best fit right now. I'm hoping to go into maternity of some sort, whether it be labor and delivery or postpartum. But I'm also, as a new grad, I have a lot of opportunities in front of me. I could go into a medical surgical unit.
Actually, I am going to be working on an oncology unit after graduation. So I think graduation is kind of, it's a major life transition that makes you feel pretty weird no matter what's happening. But for me, I think it just makes me kind of sad because I would have liked to have spent and share these moments with my friends and faculty and the staff at Simmons in person. You know, it's not how I would have liked my time at Simmons to end. I would say that I'm definitely grateful for the situation that I have, like being able to get a job and stuff, because I know a lot of people are struggling right now. So even if it's a tough time, I still try to be thankful.
It's definitely a strange way to enter the field, but also I feel like I've been preparing for this for the last 4 years, that, you know, anything can happen going into healthcare. You have to be ready to be on your feet and take what comes at you. So it's been challenging to kind of navigate what it means to be a new nurse in the field, especially at this time. But there's also this excitement to kind of go out and help. It's hard. It's almost harder being so close to being a nurse and not being able to help, because I've been at home this whole time, kind of finishing up my classes and working from home.
I actually wanted to be a doctor for a really long time because my dad was a PA, and I just grew up hearing like really interesting medical stories as a kid. But I didn't know much about nursing until I started getting to that point in high school where you start going through the college application process. And I think one of my friends kind of planted the seed in my head because she was like, oh, you make a really great nurse. I think for me, what draws me to nursing is that you really get to spend time with patients and you get to meet and see people at their most vulnerable moments. And I really enjoy helping people. And you also have the science aspect. So it kind of combines all of my interests.
My dad is from Guinea, West Africa. And in 2014, we had the opportunity to go to Guinea on a school trip for a month, which was an incredible experience. And then shortly thereafter, the Ebola outbreak occurred. So I saw this epidemic happen and destroy countries in West Africa. And my view on what I wanted to do became healthcare and a kind of a global healthcare outlook. And so I wanted to go into nursing for that reason. And now here we are in a global pandemic. and I'm starting my nursing career. So kind of what inspired me to become a nurse is kind of now happening again as I go into the nursing field, which is kind of interesting. Not a great thing, but interesting how it came full circle.
Simmons University nursing student Aisha Diallo graduates this morning. We also heard from her classmate, Kirsten Clark. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.